Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I viewed a video that I've attached this message, and thought that you might have an interest, particularly in that cat propagated parasites. Well James, thanks for your donation. I've covered toxoplasmosis before, which is the disease you mentioned, that usually affects mice and rats and takes away their fear of cats, so they literally walk up to a cat and become easy prey for it. The cat then eats the mouse, and the parasite needs this so it can actually complete its reproductive cycle inside the cat's stomach. With so many women out there letting their indoor cats in and out of the house, it's conceivable they are affected by the parasite when they clean the cat's litter box. Most humans getting the disease show no symptoms. But if a woman becomes a crazy cat lady and wants to be around dozens of cats, that might be a sign that you have that illness. But there's no way to know if it's actually wiring up her brain. The idea, of course, is that at some point, the woman is going to die. And instead of melting through her lazy boy if she's living in a cat branch, and no one comes to basically check on her after she's died, then the cats will consume her carcass, and the parasite will reproduce. That's my joking theory as to why crazy cat ladies become crazy. The scientifically proven symptoms of this toxoplasmosis are things like the flu, and you might also get swollen lymph glands or muscle aches for a month or two. If it's severe, it might infect your brain or eyes. This usually happens to those with a compromised immune system. As for the video you sent me, James, it talks about the parasites that have the ability to control a man's body. I don't really know if toxoplasmosis can control humans and turn them into cat-loving pod people. I think the real reason for crazy cat lady syndrome is just women wanting to nurture something or someone, and that's what makes them the happiest in their lives. The video talks about parasites being demons. The video says that bipolar disorder and schizophrenia might be connected to toxoplasmosis as well. Apparently 40 million people in America might be infected with Toxoplasma gondii, which leads to toxoplasmosis. I've read before that if you're infected with this parasite, it leads people to take greater risk-taking behavior while doing things like driving, which then leads to more car accidents. Since the mental illnesses you can get with toxoplasmosis can involve split personalities, that could be why people in the past believed in demonic possession associated with witches, which were often associated with cats. I covered a lot of these things 10 years ago, and haven't spoken about them in many years. The video sent me by Sixth Sense, in it he believes that demonic parasites are the reason that people get demonic possession, and that in Christianity the way to get rid of them is through prayer and fasting. Fasting, of course, starves your body of glucose, and puts your cells into a state of autophagy, where your body ends up cleaning things up like parasites and dead cells. Plus, I don't know about you, but prayer puts me in an altered, more relaxed state, and when I do that, it lowers my blood glucose, which is inflammatory. So that advice from the Bible is valid 2,000 plus years later. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to crazy cat lady syndrome is making women more promiscuous clown world show. Apparently a greater interest in BDSM and risky sex is also part of this parasite infection. Because if you take greater risks on the road driving, then you might actually take greater risks riding the rooster roller coaster as well. That's about all this video talks about. Hardly enough content for an entire video. Just remember that while many people believe that cats are clean by constantly licking themselves and bathing, they still poop in a litter box, and then they jump on your bed. Their paws have bacteria on them, and then they cuddle with you in bed. I'm lucky that I'm allergic to cats, and when I touch them, I get all red and itchy, so therefore I won't be near them. As for the rest of this video, I want to discuss how in France, paternity tests are now against the law if a man wants to find out if a child is his. Apparently just knowing this threatens to ruin the family structure of the institution of marriage in France. But I see this as a way to make the child support payments keep on flowing to the mother so the government doesn't have to support her kids. If a man gets a paternity test, then he'll be fined if he tries to find out if the child is his or not. The irony is that in France, DNA test evidence is used for people to figure out if someone committed a crime or not. But I guess that a woman cucking a man and making him pay 18 years for a child that isn't his isn't a crime in that country. It's not a form of fraud, apparently. Even though we clearly know that it is. What do you think is going to happen as young men see this sort of insanity in France land? They'll be a lot less likely to have kids with women, especially if a woman can be sleeping around with Chad and getting knocked up by him. And not having to worry about a man catching her because, even if he can prove the kid isn't his, he's still violating the law to find that out that he was being lied to. France has also fallen because one school in the country is forcing all the male students and staff that were there that day to hand over DNA samples to the government. I don't know about you, but I don't want a 23andMe myself. Once they have my DNA, the conspiracy guy in me thinks they can pretty much plan my DNA at the scene of a crime that they want in the future, that I never committed. I put a link to that video in the description as the not-so-mystery link. Who comes up with these crazy policies? Female fascists that like sniffing cat farts, perhaps. Anyone that didn't give a sample would actually have been taken into custody. This situation reminds me of the threats that were used against people to take some sort of medical intervention into their arm a few years back. That was medical tyranny, and this is along the same lines. All the men gave DNA samples because they weren't guilty, and one guy says that they all felt solidarity with the girl that was raped. That's not solidarity. That's called being a white knight and simping, all while giving the government your DNA for them to basically put in their database. The local prosecutor said that if a man refuses to give DNA, he would automatically become a suspect. I think that if they don't find an actual suspect and you're the only one that didn't give your DNA sample, then it's quite conceivable that they might just pin it on you because they have no one else to blame. I would love to do 23andMe, but I don't trust the company that's started by someone that's also connected to Google. That French prosecutor demanding that guys give up their DNA samples or they'd be suspects was operating outside the law. The French law states that if you try and obtain a DNA test in France outside a situation where it's mandated by law, then there's a 1-year prison sentence and fine. So by that logic, the judge demanding DNA tests should be held accountable for his actions. But you could also argue that he is the law, like Judge Dredd, so he can pretty much demand it. The funny thing is that this would technically make the businesses that 23andMe has in France illegal, if you actually want to get it done on your kids. The same sort of tomfoolery has also happened in Texas. One guy's ex came back into his life after 16 years and said he had a daughter with her, but he never did and the DNA test proved it, yet the woman in the state of Texas both want money for him for the last 16 years of child support. Men are just disposable plow horses, and even the truth won't protect us. Do you still think that me going monk mode is a bad idea? The system needs slaves and they don't care if it's a biological father or the non-biological father paying. As more men go their own way and they can't take their money directly through having children, then governments will just ramp up inflation by printing more money to steal your purchasing power of that money. The video I'm talking about is from the Manosphere Highlights video channel, which is down below. He says to protect yourself at all times, but he doesn't say how, and the answer, of course, is to go your own way from the gynocentric education system, and you go your own way from women and possibly go monk mode so you don't have to run the risk of an ex-girlfriend that's got bipolar disorder thanks to toxoplasmosis from her cat and now wants to get cash and prizes from you for a kid that isn't even yours. Maybe the cat impregnated her. Another thing that's been on my mind that I want to ask everyone about is the rise of cancers out there. There seem to be a ton of younger people getting them these days and what's called turbo cancer. I don't presume to know what's happening, but many of us suspect a certain health remedy. Maybe I'm just getting older, but I'm suddenly seeing a lot of young YouTubers like Jessica Brooke and Grace Helbig, and she has 2.5 million subscribers getting it. There are other YouTubers with millions of subscribers that have recently been diagnosed, and I can't just remember all their names right now. Maybe you guys can put the info in the comment section. Is it my imagination or are more people than ever getting sick? Somehow I don't think it's the cats and their feces that are doing it. As for parasites controlling our behavior and our mind, it's happened in animals. And it's been shown to happen in humans, but not completely. Most of the time, even if we don't actually have a parasite, we don't really understand what motivates us in the first place to do the things that we do. But enough of my rambling, as I'm running out of things to say. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you better smash down the door of your local cat lady if you think she just passed away. Otherwise, her army of cats will eat her like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the cat virus from turning you into a cat-herding zombie away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.